I am George Nordhaus, and welcome to Monday Morning. This is the first of which I hope will be many, many, many over the years, because we're going to be talking today about how to make your business a magnet for inbound prospects. And our presenter is Dr. Billy Williams, head of Inspire a Nation Business Mentoring. We'll tell you more about that later. But I was so impressed when I heard his first talk. Let me show you Billy, and let me show you his little bit of his background here. Okay, here he is. He is the president of that organization, and you got the link there. I want to tell you guys, I haven't heard anything like this in many, many, many years. He is has some business partner agencies. They do more than $500 million worth of business. He's over in the Dallas area over there. He was in the Army for, 21 years or something, and based everywhere, and went all over the world practically. And I won't tell you that story. Let him tell you that sometime when we get together. He worked for Allstate as an agent, as an independent agent. Then he went with, got an understanding with our agreement with MetLife and does training for them. And he has built this program on the basics. I think the way I like to think it is the basics of the whole marketing thing. And it's my bag too, but he's the best I've heard at the basics. I heard him speak at the summit meeting where had a lot of us were on. We had about 60 speakers, and that's going to be an annual thing. And I was so taken away that I said, let's do it. And then I got involved and listened to all the stuff he had. I didn't know where to start. Let me tell you what I had to make a decision here. I had some, inbound marketing, I guess, is the decision I had to make. But what in the world can I ask Billy to do? Because he's got so much. And the facts of the matter are that he has written that book, and the book is by the title of the meeting today. And so he is going to, thank you, How to Make Your Business a Magnet for Inbound. That's the name of the book. And I heard about that book, and I talked to him about this, and he said, why don't we do this? And he has spent so much time and effort on this so many years. I said, why don't we do that? And he said, yeah, not only that. He said, if you want the first 500 people to come in here, I'll give them the book. So we'll tell you about that later. Hold on to that, because it's a wonderful thing. But he's got marketing campaigns that just knock my socks off. And the basics of marketing are his thing. So, Billy, I've said too much. You go at it.
Oh, thank you so much, George. I'm absolutely honored that you would have me on today. So, guys, I'm going to jump right into it because I know you guys are busy. I got to get back to work. You have to get back to work. So I want to give you some stuff that you can walk away with and implement today. I don't want to give you a bunch of fluff. I want to give you things that you can say, okay, I can go back and do that now. Let's be honest. We all hate cold calling. We do. We tolerate warm calling, which is the person might be interested in talking to us, but we love when a prospect calls, emails, or walks into our office and they want to talk to us about our product. And in all the different mentoring that I've done and all the different agencies that I've worked with, I always look for that opportunity to try to drive as much inbound traffic as possible. Yes, I know there's outbound stuff, and you know, good marketing and advertising and prospecting is always going to lead to more sales, but at the end of the day, we have to understand that there's a difference between marketing and advertising and prospecting. Some people are really good at marketing and advertising, and some people are really horrible at prospecting. So let's look at the difference. Marketing and advertising is when the prospect is expected to contact us because of marketing materials that they're exposed to. Examples could be emails or mailings or video, radio, articles, television, you name it.
That's inbound, prospecting, right? That's inbound.
That's marketing and advertising. Absolutely. No, we want them to respond to us.
Okay, go ahead.
Prospecting is when we contact the prospect because of information that we have about them. Maybe we call them on their birthday, or we send them an email or a phone call, or we reach out to them, or we saw that they have a new baby, or they recently moved. Whatever the reason is, we are the ones who initiate the activity. So what I wanted to do was build a sales organization within my agency group that really focused on inbound traffic. And then I realized that it wasn't just us that needed that. There are a lot of agencies, there are a lot of businesses, small businesses, and that the moment you try to get them to get new customers, they just get scared. They don't know what to do because I hate making phone calls and I hate doing this. Okay, well, we're going to show you some inbound things that you can do.
Good.
The first thing that I had to do, George, was I had to identify the marketing personality of a business. because every business has one of these six marketing personalities. Some of them are a blend of them, but majority of businesses have one dominant personality. So since each business has a marketing personality, and that personality is the primary style of marketing that they use, I had to identify that. And what's really sad, George, is often the style of marketing used in the business is not the most effective way to drive new prospects. It's just the way that the people who actually work the leads are the most comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I've seen businesses that were in the middle of, let's say, New York, where and they're on like just, you know, 152nd Avenue or something. I mean, just right there in the heart of making everything happen. And they sit in their office all day and they telemarket. They never walk outside. They never have partnerships with businesses around them. They never, I mean, they could stand outside and hand out flyers and get more business than they do sitting there telemarketing. But the person who works the leads is more comfortable telemarketing, so that's what they do. So when you talk about your personalities or your marketing personality within your business, just remember that, guys. Often the style of marketing used in the business is not the most effective way to get new prospects, but it's the way that's most comfortable for the people who work the leads. Does that make sense, George, before I move on?
Yeah, it does, but I have – are we talking about – you say the personality of the business, but, you know, no, I've got 23 producers working for me, for example, and they all got a different mm-hmm. personality. I mean, are we talking about how's the business have it and not our individuals, right? It's a mixture.
Well, they do. That's why I said marketing personality of the business. And the way I look at it is each individual that works a lead is their own business. I know for you, you fall under the umbrella of your agencies online and all that. But for me, I'd look at each individual and say, what is their personality? And then I try to match marketing with the individual. So while I say business, I really mean individual.
Okay, thank you.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's look at those personalities. You have mailers, writers, talkers, techies, traditional, and non-marketers. A mailer is someone who likes to mail out stuff. They want to send postal mail. They want to send email. They want to send something out before they even think about picking up a phone. And then there are writers. Writers like to do, they like to write emails, but they also like to do articles and blogs and social networking posts and books. These are folks that kind of hide out in their written word as opposed to conversation. And then there are talkers, which I'm a talker, George, and I think you're a talker, too.
I'm afraid I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Talkers, we like telemarketing. We like networking events, face-to-face meetings, vendor booths, conference calls, webinars, door-to-door, anything that allows us to talk to somebody. We're all about it. And so our talkers. Then there are techies, and these are people who utilize SEO. Internet-driven traffic, mobile traffic, mm-hmm. YouTube, Facebook, anything that's high-tech, text messaging, anything that's high-tech, they're all over it, okay, because they feel like that's going to drive that inbound business.
Yep.
Then there are the traditional folks, television, radio, newspapers, magazines, and then there are non-marketers. And these are folks that don't perform any type of marketing. They just rely on customer referrals. And we know plenty of agencies that fall into that category.
Well, I know some very successful agencies that fall in that category. I could name a bunch of them
Absolutely.
For you. So it's not a bad
Absolutely.
Thing.
But you know what?
What?
No, it's not. It's not. But here's the thing. I would challenge to say those that are very successful at it, they don't rely on the customer initiating the referral. They probably got a lot of outbound marketing and outbound campaigns that drive the customer to send referrals. They don't just sit up and aggressively wait on the phone to ring. They're constantly communicating and doing things with their customers that reinforce to the customer, you need to send us a referral. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
Okay. So, but I'm talking about those folks that don't do anything.
I got
they
you.
Open their door, they sit behind their desk, and they aggressively wait on the phone to ring.
All right.
Aggressively, though. You know, it's not going to ring more than once.
Oh, brother. Okay, onward.
All right. So inbound marketing key points. Inbound marketing only works when you have consistent marketing and advertising campaigns running. And each campaign has to have a clear, concise, easy-to-perform inbound call to action. You have to let a person know, I need you to pick up the phone and perform an action. So we have to use call to actions that prompt a prospect to perform that. And the use of non-conventional call to action, such as text messaging, mm-hmm. recorded message, marketing, paper quotes, which I'll get into in a second, audio, video, Facebook ads, that tends to drive a lot of the modern day inbound contacts. Mm-hmm. So that mobile world is a very important world, and we want to key on that. So guys, here's what I've done. Since I only have a few minutes to really go over this, I broke down one campaign for each type. And then that's something that if that's your personality type, I want you to be able to walk away from this and go and implement it this afternoon.
Good.
So we'll look at each one.
All right. All right.
So let's look at mailers. Mailers. One of the things you can do to drive more inbound through your current mailing is by adding a paper quote option, such as a $25 restaurant.com mm-hmm. gift certificate. Okay, when we've added that to our mailing, and sometimes we'll put a little gold label on the outside that says call or come by our office and allow us to quote your auto and home and have a conversation with us, and we'll give you a $25 restaurant.com gift certificate for your time.
Wow.
Now, here's the deal. So you folks are saying, 25 bucks? Oh, my God, I don't have that. Guys, if you go to inspireanation.org, www.inspireanation.org, and you go to our recommended vendors tab, you're going to see a form out there for restaurant.com. I've been with restaurant.com since they started. We were both in Illinois. I was a young agent coming up. They were trying to get restaurant.com off the ground. So they allow us to purchase the $25 restaurant.com gift certificates for $4.50.
Oh, my Lord.
Let me say that again.
I heard
okay,
it.
Let me say that again. They allow us to purchase the $25 restaurant.com gift certificates for $4.50 per $25 restaurant.com
wow.
gift certificate.
Wow.
So now that you guys are listening to this, you can go to inspirenation.org. You can go to the recommended vendors tab, download that application, and you too can purchase that $25 restaurant.com gift certificate for $4.50.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So I told you I was going to give you some stuff for them to walk away with.
I love it. I'm loving it. And they will be too.
Okay, perfect. Good. So again, guys, that's something that's real important. And the call to action, because again, it's all inbound. Let me just say this one more time. Call or come by our office and allow us to quote your auto and home and have a short conversation with you about the quote, and we'll give you a $25 restaurant.com gift certificate for your time.
Got it.
That's what we put. And you can add that to the wording of the card, or you can just throw a label out there on the card. So now let's go to writers. These are people who love to write things. So here's something that you can do. Write an article that will double as a blog post, a social networking post, and a press release. And when I say double, meaning you just use that same article for all of those things. And in that, you want to detail, without using names, the story of two customers, one that had a claim and did not select your recommended coverage options prior to the claim, and the headache that they had to go through, and then one that had the same type of claim but was adequately covered. You see, writers and people who read your writing, they want to know the real world stuff. They don't want the fluff. They're like, okay, what makes your insurance or the fact that you're selling this product any better than anyone else? Well, here's why. Because if you don't have my product at the moment you need it, here's what your world looks like. And if you do have my product at the moment you need it, here's what your world will look like. Now, if you do this, guys, you can submit this, like I said, to blog posts, social networking posts. You can do it as a press release. We've done that before, and it got picked up by the media. But it gives you an opportunity to let your writing really impact the readers.
Billy,
make sense?
Billy, I want to tell you, I've been recording this or something like it for almost 50 years now, and everybody's got a wonderful idea. Oh, you can write all this and everything. This is the first time I've ever had interviewed anybody who said, here it is, and here's what you can do about it specifically. I'm proud of you, man. Proud of me for finding you. Keep going. You're doing
well. Thank
great.
You. I'm honored. I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Okay. Go ahead.
So now the next one is talkers. Talkers, man, we got the world open to us, George. Okay. But here's one thing that agents tend not to do. They tend not to host conference calls. And conference calls are huge. They grew Amway, you know, they grew Melaleuca, they grew Mary Kay, conference calls are huge, and they can help you grow your agency. So what we recommend for talkers is that you host a conference call that addresses two concerns facing a specific niche prospect group. And in the example that I'm using here, mm-hmm. we use church insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Brotherhood and some other folks out there that sell church insurance.
Right.
So our call to action is when we mail out something to the churches or we email something to the church leaders is join us for a 15-minute conference call where we address how we help church leaders sleep better at night by addressing their two main concerns, okay? And that is, if our church was destroyed today, would we, one, have enough insurance protection to rebuild immediately and completely, and two, have enough money to relocate our church to another facility and pay the new rent or lease for however long we needed until our church was rebuilt?
Great idea.
Those are the things that church leaders worry about. And so you may not be able to get them to sit down with you for 20 or 30 minutes. You might not even be able to get the senior pastor or the head of the board. But a lot of times you can get them on a conference call and address those two issues. You see, if you bring me to a conference call and you're promising me a specific solution and I'm interested in that, I'll show up. But if you just bring me to a conference call and I got to hear you talk about how great you are, I have no interest in hearing the second conference call. Okay, because you tricked me the first time. So this is why I'm telling you guys, okay, address those two concerns. It doesn't matter what the niche is. I use church insurance, so I'd have a variety. It can be you sell manufacturing. It can be that you sell farm and agriculture. It can be that you sell whatever. But whatever product you sell, I promise you, it has some emotional connection to someone because it's a problem, or else there wouldn't be a product for it if there wasn't a problem. So that's a talker. But again, George, the world is open to us as talkers.
I love it. I love it. Great idea.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's move on to techies. Techies. So the tech world, even though we say we're advanced in the insurance world, we're not. We're so far behind the rest of the world. We're still using email and text messaging, where those folks have moved on from that. Now they're at Snapchat and Instagram and, you know, everything else. So for our techie insurance agencies out there, one of the things I would recommend you start doing is utilizing text messaging. Start using text messaging. And we always do an inbound. So if you're a brand new customer of mine, George, one of the first things I say to you is, hey, George, do you use text messaging to communicate with folks? Mm-hmm. So, George, do you?
No. No, my granddaughter does.
Okay.
All them.
That's okay. So
I don't.
That's fine. But we're talking to techie agencies. So the average techie person is going to say yes. They're going to say, yes, I do. And then we'll say, okay, well, in order to have permission to text message you, if it's important that we contact you, we need you to text message us first. So that gives us that written permission that the government looks for. And so our call to action is, the one I'm using here as an example, is to receive an informative e-brochure that explains the various health insurance options available to you. Text your email address to, and then you text it to whatever that text message capable number is. Some of you guys are using VoIP, and you have text message capable numbers there. Some of you have your own short codes. Maybe you're using an easytexting.com or EasyLinks or one of these others that provides text messaging as an option. But if you don't train your people to use it effectively, it'll never get done. And it has to be situational. So situational for us is, if you're a brand new customer, I want to get permission to text message you up front. Now, George, here's what's really neat about this, okay? Mm-hmm. We know that when I can text message you as opposed to just emailing you or calling you, I'm going to have a 70% greater response rate from you.
Oh, my God.
Say that again.
Unbelievable.
70% when I can text you versus just emailing you and calling you. Response rate means you're actually going to call me back. You know what that transcends to? Oh. That transcends to better retention numbers. Because now policy reviews, we all know that policy reviews is the key to retention in an insurance agency. Okay, let's just be honest.
Sure it is.
When I can text you, this is where we get this data from. When I can text you, I'm going to get 70% more people that schedule an appointment than when I just email and call you.
Chew. Okay? Wow.
Just chew on that for a second, agents listening to this.
Whoa.
70% more scheduled policy reviews
if
I text message you. So that's why we ask for that text message up front. So techies, start adding more text messaging into your business. Traditional media, here's a takeaway for traditional media. Reach out to your media contacts and ask them to profile a specific topic or situation that's currently in the news cycle and use your insight and experience in their story. See, what we tend to do is we tend to sit back and hope that someone calls us and say, hey, aren't you an insurance agent? Yeah, I am. I'm doing a story on this. Do you have anything you want to say? Yeah. And we hope that we get lucky enough for someone to call us. I'm saying don't depend on luck. Luck is when opportunity meets preparation plus time management. Okay? That's what luck is. Luck is when opportunity meets preparation plus time management. I'm saying take the time to reach out to those media contacts that you're paying all this radio and TV and magazine money to and say, look, this is in the news cycle right now. Maybe there's a hurricane, or maybe there's a tornado, or maybe like in Houston, there's a huge flood, and I sell flood insurance. And I have some insight into this that because of the years of my that I've been a professional and the years that I've done this, that a lot of folks don't. And when you do that news article or you write that story or you put out that TV promo about it or that TV news article about it, hey, I want to be the guy that you ask. I want to be the guy that you talk to. Guys, you will be amazed because here's the deal. Media people need outlets. They need information. They need people who are experts. And a lot of times they just forget about you, out of sight, out of mind. I'm going to be that squeaky wheel. So for you traditional media folks that are paying 10 times more money than us non-traditional media folks, you might as well get some bang for your buck. Yeah, so the call to action there, the wording that we use, George, is I've noticed there's been a lot of buzz around the topic of, let's say, flooding.
Okay.
Now, I've dealt with this issue many times within my professional career, and I've got some insight that I believe can add a layer of detail and value to your audience that they would greatly appreciate.
Well, another value, I agree, and another value that I see of this, I don't think you're seeing a lot of traditional media used by agents anymore. My first book I ever wrote was 1973, and it was about, it's called Insurance Agency Advertising and Public Relations. And my point is, though, I look at it occasionally, and I see what do we do back there, and I think you've seen, I think you're saying here how to take advantage of it, but I don't really think too many agencies do the old traditional media much anymore, do you?
I don't. They're so caught up in the popular stuff that they forget. George, in fact, let me tell you, I did a speech in Illinois last year.
Uh-huh.
And do you know what drove the majority of the people to the speech?
No.
I faxed. Listen to me now. I faxed the local PIA offices or the numbers that were listed under fax.
Uh-huh.
I faxed, okay, the local small businesses that were in the area because they have a fax machine. They just don't use it.
Uh-huh.
It's on every business card, but we don't use them anymore.
True.
But I actually did a fax to those, and I had a pretty darn good turnout, over 300-400 folks that showed up.
Whoa.
And the primary way we did it was faxing.
I'll be darned. Amazing.
Now, you got to be careful with that, guys. You got to be careful. You got to know because faxing is just like spamming and just like anything else. So these are people that I had received permission prior to fax them if I needed something.
Because
whenever I do a webinar or speech, I'll put on there, what are the ways that I can contact you? And I'll put email, text messaging, you know, phone call, fax. And almost everybody marks off fax. Almost everybody does that. So I don't want you guys just going out spamming folks. But, yes, like you said, that traditional media is not being utilized. And if you already have those connections and you're spending all that money,
amen,
I'm just giving you a way that you can go out and
use them.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah, good.
Okay. And then finally for my non-marketers, the folks that are like, you know what, my customers feed me, and I thought, okay, great. Well, let me give you something you can do. You can use that social currency. Social currency is what's your name value, you know, what is the real value. You can use that social currency that you've built with your current customers by asking them to write you a testimonial or review on your Google search listing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that? Okay, so what that means is, let me kind of go back. What I mean by social currency is your folks love you. You know they love you. You do a great job. You know, you give them great customer service, all that good stuff. And while they may send you their brother, their cousin, their nephew, wouldn't it be nice if they actually helped to drive business outside of just sending you a referral? And by posting a testimonial or review on Google, people that are out searching for insurance, they'll see those write-ups, and you get more SEO, which is search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
You move up a little higher in the search engine optimization when there are more reviews and testimonials. So here's the call to action for that. You send them a note, or you email them, or mail them something, or send them a letter, or call them on the phone, whatever you want to do, however you get in contact with them. It says, please help us by letting others that are searching for whatever that primary product is, auto, home, commercial, life, health insurance, whatever, and let them know that we provide exceptional service. You can do this by writing a positive review or testimonial on our Google search result listing. To do this for me, simply, one, search on Google for us by name. You'll see your business. You'll see our business name out there on Google.
Mm-hmm.
On the right side of the Google page, you'll see a map to our location and possibly a picture. Now, you'll also see a little write a review button, and that's right there on the map with the picture and all that. And then we want you to write us a positive review. Guys, if you can get 8, 10, 15 people to write you a nice positive review on that Google search page, when someone's out searching for auto insurance, home insurance, life insurance, whatever, you stand a much greater chance of being found, because remember what Google is. Google is a search engine, which means you're looking for – you have a problem that you're looking for, and we have someone that we think we can match you with that will answer that problem or be able to fix that problem for you. So by having those reviews, these people are already attesting to the fact that you can fix their problem.
Beautiful.
So, and it doesn't cost you anything. You're already talking to your customers. Those of you guys that are non-marketing, they're calling you. You're doing your endorsement. You're doing whatever. All you're asking them to do is say, hey, when you're out on Google next time, search for us by name. When we pop up, you see the little write a review box over there? Will you write us a positive review?
You know, I've seen it 100 times, and I never saw that box. I never looked for it. I mean, it's amazing. You're going so practical here, and I'm loving it. Don't stop. Well, I guess we better stop now. But
yep, we're done. You told me I only had so much time, so my time is up, unfortunately.
I tell you why, because I knew you were going to give me so many good ideas that if we ran this thing an hour, people would give up because they say too many good ideas. What you've done is I feel like a guy who's discovered gold. Because now that I know that you can do it, well, I've only seen, listen, we've just gotten started here. This is wonderful. And you're going to give the book to our people, our listeners, huh?
The first 500 people that text their email address to our text message number, and our text message number is 682-200-1808. Again, our text message number is 682-200-1808. I don't need your first name or any of that. I just need you to text your email address. What that does is that gives us permission to email back our reply when our book. This book, How to Make Your Business a Magnet for Inbound Prospects, is scheduled to be released 5:30. I might release it a little early. I usually release my books a little early. But I always give that warm-up period to get that momentum built for the book. But the first 500 people to text in their email address to 682-200-1808, as soon as the book is released, you're going to get a link, and you'll be able to download the ebook for free.
That's wonderful, Billy. And this has been wonderful, and I feel I'd like to know about your other books too. We'll go into that as I hope you'll just stay with us, because you're going to reach a lot of people with this, and then they're going to send it to their friends and their friends and their friends. Of course, that's what it's all about, because that's what you have devoted your life to, and I'm absolutely so pleased to have you with us. Okay, and
well,
I want to
thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I want to thank you again, and I'm telling you guys, the Monday mornings are getting better and better, and we have some other great ones coming like this. So hold on, and stay with us. Pass the word to you other people, and in the meantime, I'll see you next Monday morning.